don't know, though. I'm thinking I might not go.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just a lot of time and money to spend on people I barely keep in touch with anymore.
That's totally fair. I had a... Oh, hey! Look who it is!
Oh, Tina's mystery boyfriend finally emerges from her room.
2 days he's been here, and this is the first we see of him.
Well, that's to be expected, I guess. I mean, he hasn't seen the love of his life in so, so long. They probably needed lots of private time. Anyway, it is nice to finally meet you. I'm BSA.
And I'm Pirate. And you? Are you all alone right now? Where's Tina?
It's Monday, silly. Not everyone's so lucky to work from home, you know.
Oh, did she seriously not use any of her vacation time to celebrate his visit? Poor guy. She could have at least faked a cough and played sick for a day.
Aw, but he's here all week. She's probably saving her time off for the end. You know, so she can build it up to something special.
Well, it does sound like Tina. So what you been up to, buddy? You haven't been sitting here doing nothing this whole time, have you?
You're allowed to turn on the TV, you know.
For real. Our casa is your casa. You know, within reason.
We don't want any funny business on the couch when we're not here, mister.
That's right. Only when we're here, so we can join in.
Sorry. Best to warn you now, Pirate here has all the mind and manners of a shit-faced frat boy.
Call it!
Well, here we go.
Oh, but that's where they met, right? College or grad school, really. He just had to stay behind this last year to finish up his degree while she moved here for her job. Isn't that the story?
You know it is. Tina never shuts up about how great this guy is and all the wonderful things he does.
It's true. You know, she raves about you. I doubt there's a single thing we don't know about you.
Aw, you're making him fidget. Trust me, we approve of everything we've heard about you.
I don't know if I could ever trust a guy to stay faithful to me for 9 whole months of separation.
Seriously, I like to keep a guy on a very short leash. And it's kind of hard to do that over long distances.
Tina sure found a way, though. Isn't that right, boy?
Oh, come on. Lay off him. You've got him all flustered.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that isn't all because of me.
So, I guess we're going for the quick reveal here?
I didn't think so when we walked in, but now? I don't think I can contain myself much longer. I haven't had all the practice he's had.
And he's had so much practice.
Oh, what's the matter, boy? Having trouble sitting still? If you need to use the bathroom, just go.
Just remember, we're all girls here. Put the seat back down once you're through.
Oh, for some strange reason, I think he's already learned to sit and never stand.
Oh, you don't mind if we take a seat here with you, do you?
A seat on either side of you?
Sitting really, really close to you, even though this couch is so big and spacious.
We're not making you nervous, are we? You practically just jumped.
Is it just because our thighs are touching?
Or is it the way we seem to be hinting around something?
Something we know about you?
Something we may have even lent a helping hand in?
Tell us something, boy. Because we're just dying to know.
How does it feel?
To have your cock locked up.
In a tiny pink cage.
For almost a full
fucking year.
Oh, don't be embarrassed. We think it's the absolute sweetest thing that we ever did here.
Seriously. I mean, promise rings? What the fuck are they now? Any guy who tells me he'll wait for me is going to have to prove it now and do what this boy's done and lock that cock right up.
Although I'm not going to lie, it's been a lot of fun helping Tina think up new ways to toy with him from so far away. And somehow having zero emotional attachment to our poor little victim has just made it even more fun.
Oh, I know what you mean. Not really caring about him one way or the other frees us up so much. We can be so much more creative when we really don't give a shit.
Right? Like, for example, well, no. First, for context, let me reassure you, little boy. It wasn't like Tina walked in here to interview for the room and casually let out, oh, and incidentally, my boyfriend has to wait another year before he can move out here with me. So in the meantime, I sealed up his dick in some silicone so no one else can touch it, not even him.
Oh, no, no, no. It wasn't that way at all. That didn't come out until maybe a week or two after she moved in, when we broke out the wine and had our first little girls' night in. And even then, with as many bottles as we went through, we still had to yank it out of her.
Mm-hmm. I remember. She was telling us how, yeah, she was still committed to her boyfriend and they were given the whole long distance thing a go. And you said something like, oh, I don't think I can ever trust a guy to not fool around behind my back for so long, even if he thought he could last.
Right. And then she just smirked.
Uh-huh.
And of course we both thought, what does that smirk mean?
She did not want to tell us at first.
But she was a little drunk by then.
and at least a tiny part of her really did want to share that little factoid with us so badly.
So she did.
And we've had such fun with you ever since.
Mm-hmm. You became, well, sort of a group project for us.
Yeah, like, neither of us knew anything about chastity before this. But even so, as soon as she told us, we both went, but doesn't he need a key just in case of, I don't know, accidents or emergencies or situations like that?
And Tina was like, well, yeah.
And then one of us said, well, doesn't that mean he could be pumping himself silly right this very minute?
And Tina was like, well, yeah.
And then Pirate here said, well, you should text him right now and demand a dick pic.
And so she did.
Oh. And of course, since it was our idea, she just had to show us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and your poor cock just looked so cute and tiny and neglected.
So, yeah, we're the reason you've had to snap pics of your dick in that cage all day, every day.
Or at least a pic of whatever's going on around you if you really can't risk a dick pic that very minute.
With some new little detail thrown in, like you have to give a thumbs up or cross your fingers so you don't have any photos saved and ready to send while you're really beating off.
And we're also the reason why you have to FaceTime with Tina every time you take a shower with that cage off.
Oh, right. Because, yeah, we were both like, well, doesn't he have to clean that out and shave and all that?
And we're the reason you have that fancy cock sleeve to play with now.
Yeah, the fancy remote-controlled sleeve for you to stick your cage in.
You know, the fancy Bluetooth one that she can control from so many miles away.
God, I love the 21st century.
Poor Tina didn't even know such things existed.
Of course, you must know what all this means, though, right?
You're a group project now.
Which means this week, there's going to be a lot and lot of group play.
Don't believe us?
You think we're just messing with you?
Well then, why don't we show you
this?
Oh, it's so pretty.
Really? You think so? It's just a tiny little key on a chain.
A key that this little boy last saw around his dear Tina's neck.
And now it's around mine.
You don't think Tina would be so careless with it that she'd just leave it lying around where one of us could snatch it, do you?
Oh no, because this is the only key that matters now, isn't it? This good boy did as instructed and left his copy at home. And besides, she certainly wouldn't leave it anywhere he could snatch it either.
So that must mean she gave it to you of her own free will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just to prove to him that everything we're saying is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I just love, though?
What's that?
How, from the second we sat down, his hand started inching under his legs because we're sitting so close. He's such a good boy. He doesn't want to risk showing any disrespect.
To us or to his darling Tina?
Either or both?
Well, I love how he's being such a good boy. He's kept sitting there even though we're clearly making him so uncomfortable.
Do you think he was always such a good, submissive boy? Or is this just what 9 months in a chastity cage does to a guy?
I kind of don't care. Because either way, I know he's going to be a good boy and spread his legs wider when I tell him to. See?
Oh, I don't doubt that he would. Just like, I don't doubt he'll keep sitting on his hands like the perfect little sub he is while I start to undo his pants.
Just like he's going to be a good boy and spend the rest of the day naked for us. Just because we say so.
Even though he can't be entirely sure this is really okay with Tina.
Even though I might have swiped this key after all.
I mean, if this is okay with her, the way you're running your hand up and down the inside of his thigh... The way I'm tugging his belt off. I mean, she could have left him a note or something, or just ordered him to obey us.
Or maybe one or both of us convinced her that it'd be much more fun to keep him in doubt all day long.
Maybe all three of us decided that this was the only way to make him really earn the big treat coming his way.
That's right. Do you think we ought to tell him what it is?
Well, I don't see the harm.
Okay, then. There's going to come a night. Maybe it's tonight. Maybe it's not until the night before you leave to fly back home and wrap up all the things you need to wrap up before you can finally move out here to join us for good.
But either way, there's going to come a night when BSA and I are going to spread these legs just like this and kneel right there on the floor in between.
And I'm going to take this key here and slip it into the lock for that tiny pink cage. It is pink, isn't it? I mean, we do know that much. And a few other points besides. Tina must have shared all this with us at some point, right?
Anyway, we're going to take that lock off, and then that cage, and then together, we're going to give you a very, very, very long dose of oral pleasure.
Or at least it better be long.
Mm-hmm. Because Tina... She's going to be standing right here, right behind this couch, rubbing your shoulders, stroking your neck, or maybe holding your head still to make sure you watch us in action.
She's going to be talking dirty to you, talking down to you, and yet reassuring you that this is exactly what she wants. That it's perfectly okay for you to enjoy your first blowjob in almost a year from two devastatingly hot women who are not your girlfriend.
But you sure as fuck better not come.
Holy shit! You don't even want to know what's in store for you if anyone other than her makes you come for the first time in months.
And the two of us, you know, we're going to be doing our absolute bestest to make sure you just fucking lose it right at the start.
But before that can happen,
you have to obey everything we tell you to do.
So let's start. Take off your clothes. Come on, right now. Pirate took care of your fly already.
You don't even need to stand. Just lift that butt up and kick off those pants and whip your shirt off.
And when you're done, sit back down on your hands, just like you were. Just like a good little boy.
Oh, look, his cage is pink.
Oh, and I just love how it covers everything. I mean, there are those itty-bitty vents or whatever right by the base, but otherwise, nothing but that tiny slit at the tip.
Oh, come on, boy. Settle back down. Get comfy. That's right. You just sit on those hands. Actually, no. Take those hands out and wrap them around your junk. That's right, right around the ring. And hold it up for us. Hold it nice and tight.
Seriously, that slit is so tiny. I wonder if I could even fit a finger in there. Well, I can definitely fit my nail in there. Do you feel that, boy? The tip of my fingernail grazing up and down this other little slit.
I kind of like how it's made of silicone, so it's nice and soft and perfectly squeezable. Like, if I just take it between my thumb and finger while you do that and just kind of massage it and hug it a little. It's almost like I'm jerking off a tiny little hard-on instead of a flaccid little thing that just wants to be hard.
Ooh, it really, really does want that. Like, bad. I can feel the whole head trying to push its way out through this narrow little opening. Which, of course, it can't actually do.
I'm not throwing you off, am I? The way I'm squeezing a little harder and tugging a little faster.
Oh, maybe just a bit, but I can compensate. I'll just dig my nail in a little deeper.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, we do both work from home, you know, and today's a work day.
Yeah. And now my finger's all gross and gooey. I don't want to foul up my keyboard. Here, boy, clean your mess.
Oh, he's such a good boy. He's just licking it up with no fuss at all.
Fuck. This might have been a mistake, because now I just want to dip my finger back in there and get it all gooey again. And now just push his forehead back and pin his whole head down. And now just, oh yeah, just fuck his stupid mouth with my finger like this.
Oh, but that just makes me want to grip him by the balls and fucking squeeze.
Okay. I really do have to go get some work done.
Yeah, you and me both. I don't know. I think I need to stick at it for at least a couple straight hours before I can take a break. What about you?
About the same. But yeah, just for a break, though. I'll have to go back to it for a while more after that.
Okay. In that case, hey, boy, the kitchen's fully stocked, so why don't you take a peek around the fridge and pantry and maybe fix us up some lunch to eat in, let's say 2.5 hours. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. And if we don't take an absurdly long time to eat, maybe we can play with him some more before we go back to work. Maybe this time I'll see if I can worm the tip of my tongue inside that cage.
Alrighty then. You have your orders, boy. See you in a while.
Anyway, you were going to say before?
Huh?
About me not going next month?
Oh, right. Yeah. Just that I went through the same thing with my roommate in college. I don't think I heard from her more than twice after we graduated until maybe 5 years later when she made me a bridesmaid, and she was seriously mad at me when I told her I didn't have the time or the money to go to her over-the-top wedding.